With just over a week to go until Election Day, joining me today is Green Party co-leader Marama Davidson. Kia ora.
Tēnā kia te reo, kia ora.
To my understanding, you may be calling from Christchurch at a kāinga ora facility after a social housing announcement. So what is the Greens' social housing policy?
Oh, kia ora, te reo. Yeah, I've just come from Housing First community mahi, I suppose, right in the middle of Christchurch, and I just went to visit their community where every Wednesday they invite everyone down and whānau people who do not have current stable housing, and they offer pray and support and health services. They had the Electoral Commission down there today. They had the Orange Sky people helping to do laundry and showers, and the Greens know that we would actually prioritise ending homelessness in the first place by scaling up the kāinga ora housing to 35,000 more homes over the next 5 years, as well as more Māori and community homes. But we also would prioritise more support for whānau with complex needs, whether that's addiction support, health support and supported housing, which is where it's not just the home that is needed, but people alongside to help and to keep people in their homes.
What kind of feedback did you get back from those on the ground there at Christchurch at that facility?
It was really important to be able to sit and hear from whānau. It included whānau who have spent some of their lives in prison, whānau who are spending time on their rehabilitation, drug addiction journeys, whānau who have just really struggled to find housing for a long, long time. And it was good to hear from them. I particularly was asking them what sort of support do they think they could use more of. They want to see more integration support, coming from prison, and the support that's going to help them be a healthy part of their community and make connections and relationships again. They want to see more health and rehabilitation and addiction support. They want to see more support for people to walk alongside them, finding employment and housing and just those basic needs. And they know that with that sort of support, they will be able to be a contributing part back to their community. So that's all of the stuff that the Greens want to see more of, and it was really good to be able to hear firsthand how that could make a real difference to them.
Another thing that's happened earlier this week, which started on Monday, is early voting. And so how are you encouraging people to get out to vote, particularly our Māori whānau?
Yes, it's really important that people know that they do not have to be registered, they do not need ID, they do not need their vote card, they do not need to be in their electorate, they can vote at any polling booth at any time. You can just walk on up as long as you're able to give your name and an address, and then that will all be checked. I think it's just important that our people know that you can still vote no matter what, and that collectively their voting will have a lot of power. And so for the Green Party, we are letting people know that we are encouraging people to use their party vote to get more Green MPs, more ministers around the decision-making table, so that we can prioritise an income guarantee with a wealth tax. We can make sure that we unlock the resources to end homelessness and end poverty, that we're protecting our communities from climate change and our oceans to be healthy again, rent controls and more and better public transport. Those sorts of solutions are what the Greens are standing for, and we're encouraging people to know how powerful their vote is to be able to help us push those solutions over the line.
A big topic this week has centred around racism, sexism and personal attacks on politicians. Is this a norm now?
I hope not, Aotearoa, because we really want to protect the way that we can have politicians in this country. I've just been sitting in a local public park with just people of the community, and we want to be able to keep doing that. And we, if we get far too many more attacks and threats and abuse when we're out on the campaign trail, that's the sort of stuff that will be under threat. And I think no one wants that, you know. So I think the rest of the public and people need to be really, really clear. If we want to protect politicians being accessible, I live in Manurewa, and I'd like to keep being able to rock on down to my local supermarket and local hairdressers without having to worry. You know, it's really important. So I hope we all do our best collectively to send a really clear message to everyone else. It's only a few, and it only takes a few to ruin that. It really does only take a few that, you know, you can make your concerns known in ways that aren't going to threat threaten the way that we can keep politicians accessible and out in public without having to fear for our safety.
The environment is obviously one of the Greens' core pillars as a party, and we've got Queenstown and other towns around the country struggling to provide clean drinking water, and even here in Tāmaki, there's raw sewage pumping into Te Waitamata due to a bad water infrastructure investment over many, 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 many years. So what are the Greens' plans in terms of water infrastructure?
Yes, it needs to be improved, and this is why, and doing it with local community and with mana whenua will strengthen that work to improve so that people's drinking water and our oceans and waterways are healthy instead of making people sick. And sadly, having people pass away like we saw, you know, those years ago in parts of the country, like, that's just unacceptable and also completely preventable. We can have the resources we need to fix up all of our pipes and our water infrastructure, including if we make sure that we are spreading wealth around. And that's part of a barrier that faces a lot of councils. We can't just leave it up to councils alone. They have to. We've got billions and billions and billions of dollars worth of fixing up to do, and we have to do it. We just cannot have people getting sick. We cannot have our waterways being ruined for generations to come. That sewage in the harbour is going to kill off tiny species of fish and marine species, and it's going to ruin our ecosystems in the ocean. That is unacceptable, and a lot of times we can't recover from that. So we have to prioritise fixing our water infrastructure all around the country. We are going to need to unlock the resources that are being held by a few and the system that allows a few wealthy families to hold on to a lot of resource when we really need to prioritise doing the things to make sure that our grandchildren are going to have a healthy country to leave behind for them. And so that's what the Greens will continue to prioritise as well.
Talking about spreading the wealth and the Green Party's tax policy, would you be able to outright say that, as well as the universal dental care, would that tax policy also help in water infrastructure?
Yes, because once we, if people like our wealth tax policy, then they should just vote for it. No politician gets to remove the power of people's vote before there's even been an election. And it is an election that will decide what the priorities are for the next government. So if people like the wealth tax, they can vote for it. And then that will start to change our system so that we do have enough, because we do have enough to fix all of this stuff. We just need the political will to open up those resources, and then we can make sure we've got really strong health, dental care policy, health support and services, making sure our schools and our buildings for schools are strong and robust, making sure that our waterways are protected and people's drinking water is healthy, making sure that we can actually end poverty, which will have a really positive impact for safer communities, for reducing crime, for reducing the need for further healthcare. All of this stuff is just positive, but we just need the political will to make those decisions, and that's what the Greens are offering.
Thank you so much for your time, Marama Davidson. Have a nice rest of your day.
Tēnā koe. Thank you very much for having me. Ka kite.
Ka kite.